Grace to you and peace from the one who was and who is to come. Amen. Prepare the way of the Lord, cries out a voice in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. These are words which are spoken to a people who are in pain. It's spoken first in Isaiah, in that 40th chapter, "Comfort, comfort my people, speak tenderly to Jerusalem." It is a word intended to bring comfort and to convey the new world that God is creating for God's people. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord. All things will be new." It is one thing to hear this Advent cry in times of trouble. Remember that the people who are hearing this, both in Isaiah's time and in the time of Jesus, are beset. They're under pressure. People are dying for their faith. In Isaiah's time, the people had been crushed by the oppressors, had been taken over by other countries. They were afraid. And so when they hear the voice crying out in the wilderness, they see it as a voice of change for good. But how do we hear this message of John? Prepare the way of the Lord and make his paths straight. Put yourself in the voice of the people who first heard these words. It's not that difficult. In fact, there is already, as we speak, a kind of being beset even in our own time. It is a voice speaking to the collective nation, but also to us as individuals. How many of you have ever lost a job? I remember the first time that happened in our family. We were afraid. And it's happening at an alarming rate even now. 500,000 people lost their job in the last couple of months. It's a staggering figure. Imagine what would happen to you if you lost your job. You start with being afraid. That's the first thing you experience. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Where will my next meal come from? And then if you have children, you worry about where will their clothes come from and how will you pay their school fees. You're not worried about your pension, you're worried about the present. It's scary. And then you get angry. Very, very angry. And then depressed. And eventually, you start looking for a job. The people of Israel, the people of Jesus' time, are afraid. And when they hear these words recorded in Mark about this locust-eating, camel-hair-wearing prophet who says, people, listen, prepare the way of the Lord. The Lord is coming to make all things new. They hear it with hope. And we need to hear it with hope. The prophet Isaiah speaks as much to us today as he spoke to the people of old. Comfort, comfort, now my people, a new thing is beginning. What will it look like? How will we prepare the way of the Lord in these difficult times? I think it's much the same for us. Preparing the way of the Lord is certainly not about building huge, beautiful churches in preparation for the New Jerusalem. I'm convinced that preparing the way of the Lord is not going about one's life in a kind of moralistic fashion, doing good so that you can earn enough points so that when Jesus comes again, you're kind of scored high enough not to get an F. Preparing the way of the Lord begins first with the words of the angels, "Do not be afraid." The first step in this Advent season, in this time of Jesus coming, is to believe God and not be afraid. And that is maybe almost impossible. How do we do it? It's easy enough to stand up here and say, "Oh, don't be afraid." It's sort of like, I do remember the first time we took our daughter Megan to Disneyland. Did you know that you can take your child to Disneyland at too young an age? I was a new parent and I didn't know that. So we took her on the Pirates of the Caribbean. She was terrified. She screamed and cried the whole way, and I felt like a torturous parent. And no matter how often I said, "Oh, honey, don't be afraid, it's all pretend." You know, when the pirates were up on there with their swords and the people are running, "Yo, ho, yo, ah!" It didn't help to tell her to not be afraid, and yet that's the first step. That we put off the fear that paralyzes us and folds us into ourself and keeps us from being open to the works of God. The second part of preparing the way of the Lord is love. And it isn't our love. It's not something that we can generate ourselves, but it's the love that God first has for us and for God's people. It's the love of a God who sends his only son to die for us. It's the love of a God who sends crazy people who eat locusts to bring us words of hope. But it isn't just for us. You see, that second part of preparing the way of the Lord is to take that love which God has given us and pour it out on the world. So we put away fear and we give away love. We prepare the way of the Lord. And we do it because that is our proper work. Our proper work is to get the world ready to receive God. But it's not something that's just in some distant future. If that was the case, then generation after generation who have been waiting for Jesus to come again must be awfully exhausted. We hear it in the second letter of Peter, who's trying to figure out, where's the Lord? So he says, well, and I love this kind of stuff. It's great stuff. You know, when you wait for a long time and your kids are waiting and all that kind of stuff, you come up with all kinds of excuses. And 2 Peter says, he sounds just like my mother. Well, you know, the days of the Lord are like 1,000 years. Thanks. But I think the real essence of it is this, that the preparation of the Lord's coming and our putting away fear, in our sharing God's love, in our feeding of the hungry, in our sharing of a good word to an enemy, to our saying and proclaiming God's gospel, is laying the foundation for a Christ who is already present. Present in the life of God's people, present in the life of God's creation. We aren't preparing the way of the Lord for some distant future alone, but rather we prepare the way of the Lord for God's advent, God's coming now. In this body that God has created called the church, in God's people of every stripe and every kind. That is the advent of our Lord. The way of the Lord is smoothed out in song and poem and in hearts transformed in love. It is not enough, and I don't think it's the intention of our gospel lesson, for us to pound down hills and push over rough places in hopes that God will come down in some heavenly Jerusalem like a cloud descending and golden streets made new in some far distant future. Christ's advent is now, in this moment, in this community, in this world, in you. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. Amen.